Environment Canada has reissued a severe thunderstorm watch for the east side of Rocky View County on June 29, the advisory encompassing the city of Chestermere as well as Langdon. Although an initial tornado watch was lifted late in the evening on June 28, the watch was reinstated on June 29, saying to watch for funnel clouds, heavy rain, and strong wind gusts this afternoon. Chestermere and Langdon residents can possibly experience flooding and nickel to pinball-sized hail starting early in the afternoon on June 29 and lasting into the evening. There is a possibility of funnel cloud formations in the afternoon, according to the Weather Network. Residents are encouraged to take cover during the unpredictable weather expected this afternoon. Lightning can kill, so it is important to remain indoors throughout the storm. The city of Chestermere suggested in a post on its Facebook page to be prepared for a possible tornado by remaining indoors in a room on the lowest level, such as in the basement, and away from any windows and outside walls should a tornado hit the home. Freestanding shelters, like cars, tents, and trailers, do not protect against the hard impacts of a tornado, and those residing in a freestanding shelter should seek shelter in a strong, permanent building. If finding adequate shelter is not possible, it is recommended for individuals to lie low and cover their heads from flying debris. To monitor alerts and forecasts released by Environment Canada, go to weather.gc.ca/thevoyant alert. App will also provide residents with alerts and weather updates. To report serve weather, individuals can email abstorm@ec.gc.ca or tweet reports using hashtag abstorm. Chestermere and Langdon residents have already noticed damaged property from the June 28 thunderstorm, according to social media posts and comments from some residents. With another possible storm on the way, it is advisable to bring all valuables indoors and to secure property, such as lawn chairs and tables, to a steady surface. Riqueza Riding Academy owners Danielle and Jim Penichetti noticed significant damage to their property. "The storm came through all of sudden, and hit really hard," said Danielle. According to Danielle, the windows and screens, roof, awning, eavesdrops, and framing of the Penichetti home have been ruined. The windows of the family's garage and glass greenhouse were also shattered. "It damaged the entire west side of our house with hail damage," she added. Hosting a hay crop on the property, the hail wreaked havoc on the Penichetti crops as well, meaning the couple will have to outsource for hay, which is needed to feed their horses at the riding academy. Luckily, Jim said none of the horses were injured. Learning from a storm a few years back that left many horses with welts and other injuries, the Penichettis created a shelter for the horses to take cover from this year's pelting hail. The couple has started the cleanup of their property, but the hay crops are unlikely to return this year. "What are you going to do, complain?" Jim said, with a laugh. "You get some glue and duct tape and we're off to the races."